Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Tom Brady and the Patriots are headed to their third straight Super Bowl after beating the Chiefs last night. Brady threw two interceptions in the game, but he also led the Patriots on a 13-play drive to set up the game-winning touchdown in overtime. Brady and Bill Belichick are now headed to their ninth Super Bowl together. Let's take a listen to Brady after the win.
It's a great feeling. I think we've overcome a lot this year. Down but not out. And we found a way to play our best the last four games. Buffalo, Jets, had the bye, played great against Chargers, played really well today. And we're going to need one more great game. So that was a pretty great way to end it. I was probably as excited as I've been in a long time. And, a lot of things, one play here, one play there, could have changed everything, but that's football. And just proud of our team.
All right, Shannon, how about this question? What percent of the credit goes to Brady and what percent goes to Belichick for yesterday's win?
Skip, I know this is probably going to be unpopular, but it's got to be 50-50 because Coach Belichick's defense, what they did the first half. If someone would have told you the number one scoring team in all of football would have 0 points and 32 total yards in the first half and a turnover, what would you have said? You're like, you crazy. You crazy. Coach Belichick normally has great game plans if he sees you for the second time during the same season. You remember what happened when he faced the Rams, Skip, in 2001? He saw him early in the year. At home, they lost.
Did.
And he came with a total – he's like, man, I'm giving y'all all these free releases. Y'all running up and down the field on me. Uh-uh, that's not about to happen. Got physical, played some unconventional football from what we used to see in Coach Belichick play. But to see Coach Belichick come out and go cover zero, middle of field is vacated. Put pressure. They got pressure on Pat Mahomes. Well, you can't blitz Mahomes with Tyreek and Kelsey. Coach Belichick said, watch me. I'm going to do what you say I can't do. And he got away with it. I mean, no one thought that they were going to shut the Kansas City out. No one thought they were going to be able to hold him down. And some of the plays that Pat Mahomes made, Skip, you can't coach against that. If the guy's going to break the pocket and throw the ball 60 yards, 40 yards over your head, there's nothing you can do about that. Because you look at Stephon Gilmore.
Yep.
He's like, I'm perfect. I got him. I got Sammy Watkins covered twice. And then all of a sudden he wheels and runs up and Pat Mahomes throws the ball 50 yards over my head. What am I supposed to do about that, coach? But then, because Brady, I have to give 50-50. Had Brady not made those mistakes, I probably would have leaned 75-25 Brady. But Skip throwing an interception on the 1 yard line, that wasn't tip. That wasn't nothing. That was a bad play. And you think, you say the ball caromed off Edelman's hand. I think he got flashed by D Ford, and that's what happened in the ball caromed. But anyway, I'm going to give him credit for overcoming that because he was spectacular in the fourth, late in the fourth quarter and in overtime. But it's got to be 50-50. Coach Belichick, I would have never guessed. If someone told me they were going to come out there and play cover zero and they were going to blitz Pat Mahomes with that offense, I wouldn't have believed it. They choked off their run. They refused to let him run the football. They said, we want Pat Mahomes to throw it. We want the ball in his hands. Very few teams did that this year and said, we want the ball in a guy's hands that threw 50 touchdowns for over 5,000 yards. Give both of these guys credit.
So for all the reasons you just detailed, I'm going to give Coach Belichick 25% of the credit. And that's high for me.
Yeah.
But I'm going to stick with the credit I break down for the dynasty for the in the big picture, which is 75-25. Yesterday, it was Tom Brady 75 to Bill Belichick 25. Because all that mattered was keeping Belichick's sometimes sorry defense off the field. And he did that. Tom Brady did that. Tom Brady won time of possession 44 minutes to 21 minutes. In the first half, to your point, he won it 21 minutes to 9 minutes. Now, I was surprised and impressed by what you said. I was surprised and impressed they took Tyreek away. He caught one ball for 42 yards. And it was a hellacious good route, design, and throw into the wind.
Right.
That was special. That's hard to stop. And that's against double coverage.
Correct.
And they took Kelsey mostly away. They kept him to a low roar. What, three catches for 23 yards?
He had two drops and a fumble that got negated.
He seemed like he was playing out of character, out of rhythm, like the stage was getting a little big for Travis Kelce.
And I think what happens, Skip, is hard, when you're a guy like this, like he is, that's mm-hmm. used to getting the ball,
yep.
look how long he went before he touched the ball. It really wasn't until the second half when he got that touchdown
yep.
when he first felt the ball. So he was never able to get to a rhythm where mm-hmm. he was comfortable.
So what did they do? With that mush rush of theirs, they're just all standing up, moving mm-hmm. around at the snap, and you can't figure out who's coming from where, and then it might be a slot corner blitz, it might be one of the high towers coming from inside, mm-hmm. and they bothered Patrick Mahomes in the first half. They got to him four times in the game, which is, remember, this is the 30th ranked sack team.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
You know? Yep. 30th in sacks, tied for 30th. And yet, they generated pressure. I didn't think they could. They held the two biggest weapons down. And yet, and still, in the fourth quarter, I'm going to remind everybody again, Patrick Mahomes had the ball just enough to score 24 points. He had the ball 3 minutes of the fourth quarter and scored 24 points. Well, if Tom Brady has time of possession that's closer to, you know, 30 minutes to what? 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What if it's 30 to 30? It's a wipeout. They can't stop them.
Give him 30. Yeah. Give him 38-22.
Yeah.
Give him anything.
But 44 to 21.
Yeah.
Tom Brady went 13 of 19 on third down. Not all throws, but 11 of the 13 were passes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, 9. 9 of 13 because he went 9 for 11 on third down. That's for 119 yards. So he's the one who's possessing the ball. Mm-hmm. Keep away, keep away, keep away. And Patrick Mahomes just doesn't have the ball enough.
Right.
And the Patriot defense is mostly watching yep. much of the game.
Yep.
So they're fresh the whole game. When they come in the end, they're still very fresh. I would give Josh McDaniels a little bit of the credit because I thought he called a clever game in the first half. He called four runs on third down in the first half that were just clever.
But you see what they were doing, Skip? What they were doing is that every time, and Tom did a great job mm-hmm. of this, every time they brought Nickel on the field, Tom would check to a run. He says, I'm going to run you out of this. Because remember, Sandy, the uh-huh. Chargers tried yeah, to play those all those DBs. Mm-hmm. So they run them up out of it. Yeah. Okay, Bob Sutton tries to counter. He brings 5D linemen on mm-hmm. the field. Okay, we're going to throw you out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you couldn't stop the run in any situation, mm-hmm. now you're at the mercy of the Patriots. So we're going to dictate what we want you to play. Okay, we're gonna stay in nickel. And the next thing you know, they're running the ball with Sonny Michelle and James
yep.
White. But Skip, if you think about it early on, they were in third and short. All the third downs they were in early were under 4 yards. So now you're really at our mercy mm-hmm. because we can run it, we can throw it. But James White made some unbelievable catches on third down.
He made a couple of runs on third
and
down.
And that's what you have to have,
yep.
Skip.
Because yep.
nope. they could be dropped. It's fourth down, you're off the field, you're punting. You catch the ball, you stay on the field, and Tom Brady eat
so
more time.
So where Josh McDaniels lost me in the second half was, we got to a crucial fourth and short, and it's just Tom Brady time. He is simply the greatest quarterback sneaker in the history of the league, and I can just show you the numbers. He's virtually unstoppable on fourth and a half yard sneaking the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He'll make the right choice. He'll go left or right.
Yeah, but Skip, as he's getting older, you don't want to be taking those head shots anymore.
Well, do I want Rex Burkhead taking a sack around the knees?
Well, the guy shot the gap. Sorensen yep. shot the yep. gap. But at 41, Skip, do you really want him dug? Because you know guys know what's coming now.
In the AFC Championship game, I'm good with it. When the money's on the table, I'm good with it. Because I don't think anybody's going to hit him with a running start helmet to helmet. And you lost me there. And then you lost me. I don't know why Rex Burkhead took completely over for Sonny Michel. What happened on the other fourth down call in the fourth quarter,
mm-hmm.
Brady checked out
right.
of a pass play. He kill,
right.
and he went to Sonny Michel,
right.
who happened to be in the game,
right.
I think, to throw it to him maybe.
Right.
And he just split the guard and the tackle and
right.
hit it for a 10-yard touchdown.
Yep.
And that was his one big play of the fourth quarter. The rest was Rex Burkhead. I'm assuming they look at Rex Burkhead as more of a power back.
Correct.
Maybe they trust him more with the ball in his hands with the game on the line.
Yeah.
You know, that he won't fumble.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny Michel's a rookie.
Yep.
So maybe Belichick decided, let's get him out.
The Chiefs had 31 points on 47 plays.
Mm-hmm.
Skip, that's unheard of.
It's unheard of. It's impossible.
With 21 minutes time of possession.
Well, so you go into the game knowing if my quarterback can keep it away from their quarterback,
yes.
I have a chance.
Yes.
Now, he set tone early with defense, but not in the second half.
No.
Because they were getting exposed. just the way they got exposed in Foxborough.
Well, the thing is, Skip, is that you got to minimize. You got to keep the crowd out of the game as long as you possibly can.
Yep.
And they were able to do that in the first half of the ball game. Mm-hmm. Give them credit. But Coach Belichick coming up with his game plan is going to be very interesting to see because they don't face the Rams very often. So it's going to be very interesting to see how he's going to combat what they do because – and hopefully Todd Gurley, see, I still believe Todd Gurley's hurt, but a lot of people do not. We're going to talk about that a little later. It's going to be interesting because the Rams can run the ball with Gurley and CJ, and hopefully with another week in between the championship game and Super Bowl, Gurley can get a little healthy. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see how he approaches this game because they still have a speed guy. Now, Cooks is not as fast as Tyreek Hill, but he ran 4.32 coming out, and he still can fly.
Yeah, and Goff loves him. They got a good connection.
Yeah.
So, I give 100% of the credit for yesterday to Robert Kraft for forcing Belichick to trade Jimmy G.
Man, I don't know if I've seen Mr. Kraft as happy the way he was banging on that web like a kid.
I know.
Mr. Kraft was so happy. Hey, Mr. Kraft, you know Mr. Kraft good. Yeah, I like
so happy.
No, yeah. No, you do.
You can't help but be happy for him. I mean,
well, Mr. Kraft and Mr. Belichick should thank their lucky stars for Tom Brady. Yeah.
They should thank Coach Belichick for choosing him because he bought all the grocery and determined what we're going to have on the menu on a given Sunday. And it's always delicioso.
I'm going to take the GOAT in the sixth round. I'll wait until the sixth round because nobody's going to take the GOAT
nobody.
In the second round.
They don't,
third round.
No,
nobody's going to take
it. They don't know what we know.
Oh, really?
The thing about a genius, they say genius sees things that nobody else sees and hits the target. Nobody saw that.
So genius saw that 40-yard dash he ran and said, that doesn't matter.
You know what? I actually Googled it last night after the game because I was like, I need to see this again. Like, look where he started and look where he is
who's
now.
Who's going to take a tight end, Skip, that's coming off back surgery in the second round?
I'll give you that one.
Who's going to take an undrafted wide receiver, quarterback, and say, you know what? We think you'll be a pretty good slot receiver.
I'll give you that, but it's still – it's a million to one shot.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Gotta respect the guy. No mercy.
Hey, everyone. Jenny Taft here, and thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. If you like what you hear, then you should subscribe to the First Things First podcast featuring Chris Carter, Nick Wright, and Jenna Wolf. The First Things First pod breaks down the biggest stories in the world of sports. So if you like the NFL, NBA, college sports, then you're going to like this podcast, the First Things First podcast. The First Things First podcast drops Monday through Friday with a special weekend edition as well. And be sure to catch the show live on TV before us every weekday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Now, back to our show. No
mercy. Well, Tom Brady and the Patriots are headed back to the Super Bowl. Eric Dickerson's still with us. Eric, this is the million-dollar question. How impressive was the old-ass man yesterday?
That old-ass man was very impressive.
All right. Yeah. He admits it.
I got to give credit where credit's due. I mean, Tom is a great quarterback, probably the greatest quarterback. I'm not disputing that at all. You know, he did what you expect Tom Brady to do. If you give Tom Brady 2 minutes to go down the field to win the game, I would say it's about a 99.9% chance that that's going to happen. And that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, even with the two interceptions, you know, someone that wasn't his fault, I think one of them wasn't his fault. We were kind of trying to watch the game on the plane coming back after our win. Was I impressed? I was very impressed. And you know, I say this in skipping, and I know how you feel. I still believe that Belichick and Tom Brady go hand in hand. I still think Belichick runs that motor. They're not the same guy. They're not the same team without each other. And for sure, Tom Brady was vintage Tom Brady. So I know
you. So you're going to allow him to play one more game before he retires, right?
Hey, you know, he can play me 45 if he says.
Well, you realize you're going to do your team in because that old-ass man quote's going to get back to Brady again before you play.
I wanted to get back to him. I got some more for you. I'm gonna let you. I got some more for you over here. Yes.
Interesting.
Tom was a virtuoso. He was great when he needed to be. Skip, if you think about it, he scored 3 touchdowns on his final 3 possessions, had 4 possessions. He took the kneel down at the end of the game. Early on, what Tom Brady is smart enough to know, you know what? I ain't got to impress you guys. Okay, so what? I'm not throwing the ball 10 yards down the field. So what? First 3 quarters, only 6 times did he throw the ball 10 yards down the field. Fourth quarter in overtime, 17. So what he's saying is, okay, now because you want to, you know, come to the edge, mm-hmm. I'm going to throw over the top of your head.
Yep.
He made three mistakes, Skip, and he got away with two of them. They didn't make him – I mean, they scored a touchdown, but Eric Berry should have picked that ball. He had Eric Berry drop the interception. He ended up throwing a touchdown to Dorsett.
Which ball are you talking about? To Gronk?
Yeah, he was throwing one to Gronk, and he overshot Gronk, and Eric Berry had an opportunity to pick it, and he didn't pick it, and it led to end up going and getting a touchdown out of that. D. Ford. D, let me ask you a question. Skip, here's the guy. D. Ford is lined in what we call a wide nine. He's in a cock stance, which means he's out wide. He's about 2 yards outside the tackle. And he's turned inside. Mm-hmm. Dude, your waist is at the ball. Mm-hmm. Hell, he could have been in the Patriots backfield. I thought he was a Patriots player.
His hand is in the ground in the Patriots backfield.
Yes! Yeah. And then he looking up at the Jumbotron like, what? Dude, you offside.
Yeah, he way offsides.
Those are the things that you can't have happen. But, Skip, let's give the offensive line some protection. Mm-hmm. In two playoff games, Tom Brady has 90 pass attempts. He's been sacked zero times. He has three quarterback hits. Hmm. Let that sink in for a second. Oof. 90 pass attempts, zero sacks, three hits. Well, if you don't hit him and you let them run the ball, because remember, Skip, they ran the ball really well against the Chargers. Mm-hmm. They ran the ball really, really well against the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Well, if you let them run the ball and you're not going to hit Tom Brady, you got zero chance.
Remember what Joey Bosa said to Tom Brady in the fourth quarter? Quit throwing the ball so fast. I can't get here. Because it's gone. You fight your behind off to get to him. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's just gone. And you say, well, what am I doing? And after a while, you just get worn out from it because he's going to read it, speed read, and he's going to make such a quick choice and a right choice that it's going to frustrate you over time. Not to take anything away from the offensive line, because it's been really good. They are well coached.
They're better than good now.
So, Mr. Dickerson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I consider you the greatest running back ever. But you have to give it up to this man because he's clearly the greatest quarterback ever. But to me, he is showing you, once again yesterday, he is the Michael Jordan of the National Football League. I know he's in a very misleading package because it's hard to get your arms around him because he's aw shucks, gee whiz, golly gee, lame, corny Tom Brady after games. You're like, who is this guy?
Yeah, Skipper, that was disgusting.
He was corny after the game.
He can't jump like Jordan.
No.
He doesn't have the body of LeBron.
He doesn't.
He just
doesn't have any of that.
Nothing.
But the NFL Network reported that one day last week, he walked into the Patriots facility and said out loud to no one in particular, I'm the baddest MF on the planet. And he meant it. And he showed you yesterday, push come to shove on that football field, he's the baddest MF on the planet. Because the reason I've always said he's even more clutch than Jordan didn't have that many chances to be clutch because he never went to a game seven in all six of his finals. Yeah. This guy has had chance after chance after chance, starting against your St. Louis Rams in the first go-round.
Back to that.
Huh? Right?
Yes.
Well, again, he leads a field goal game-winning drive against the Rams and then against Carolina, and he looked like he'd beaten Eli with a touchdown pass to Randy Moss with 2 minutes left. And then we go up to the Legion of Boom, 124 yards in the fourth quarter, and then we come up to Atlanta. They're down 28-3. He throws for 246 in the fourth quarter and overtime and brings them all the way back to win. And then 505 yards in the Super Bowl last year. And then this happened. He finally has a signature road win because he didn't have one of those on his resume. He was 3-4 in the postseason. The last road game he'd won was more than 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. That qualifies as a signature game because that is hard. Because the only way they're going to beat Patrick Mahomes is by keeping Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. It's 44 minutes to 21 minutes for Patrick Mahomes. Have you ever heard of time of possession? That lopsided?
Yeah, that was very lopsided.
It's impossible. It's impossible. It's because you convert 13 of 19 third downs. It's because Tom Brady went 9 of 11 on third down for 119 yards. And every time, at the end, it's 3rd and 10. In overtime, he completes all three of them. That's impossibly great. That's impossibly clutch. To me, he's the clutchest performer in the history of sports. But he doesn't look the part. He doesn't act the part. So nobody really gives him the part. But you got to give it up to him today because that was pretty special what he did. And again, they went in there with one arm tied behind their back because Belichick's defense, to me, is not very good. They tricked him for a while. But once the fourth quarter came, Patrick Mahomes scored 24 points In three minutes. In three minutes. It's impossible. But that defense is not that good. And you're going to find that again, if your team can get the football in its hands, it can do damage to this defense.
They got to weather the storm, too.
Well, they got to weather the storm.
The Pats come out early.
I'll say it again. You're right. You're right pretty much on all your points. Did he play great? Is he the greatest quarterback? I would say, he is the greatest quarterback. Does he lead that football team? Most definitely. I mean, is he a leader on the field? Most definitely. But let's go back. You know, when you talked about some of the worst calls in sports history, to me, one of the worst calls, the worst call in sports history, was started when the Patriots won their first Super Bowl, when they played the Oakland Raiders in Foxborough.
I was there.
That was a fumble. It was a fumble. It was a fumble. Okay. That got them to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They got there. It should have been the Raiders and the Rams, but it's the Raiders.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
It's there.
Yep.
Now, they go and they film our practice. Mm-hmm. They go and film our practice. Now, you know, one thing about when...
That's an allegation, but it was alleged. It was alleged.
It's an alleged, but we know
what
happened.
And so did the Carolina Panthers allege the same thing the next year.
The GM alleged.
They did.
When you talk to the players on the Rams, let me say this, coming back on the team playing last night, they want the Patriots. They say, you got to beat the best to be considered the best. So we want what they
be,
want the Patriots.
Be careful what you wish for.
I knew you were going to say that. Mm-hmm. But we want that. We want them. That's great.
I honor that.
Our team has been, the Rams football team has been supposedly overachieving the last 2 years. They've been just like Tom Brady. You know, you talk about Tom Brady. You talk about Sean McVay. People talk about Sean McVay he's too young to be a head coach. And I said this when he got the job. We don't care if he's 15 years old. if we're winning football games, winning the Super Bowl, who cares? Nobody cares, right? He's got a birthday coming up. Who cares about that?
Right.
The most important thing is winning. Most definitely, the Rams are looking forward to this game because 17 years ago, they got Marshall Faulks, he said, Eric, it was like, they were running the routes for us. They were waiting for us out there. I mean, you know what? You can say, as a player, we know. I mean, you know, what's the old saying? If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's part of the game. When you get caught, as many times as the Patriots have been caught, you know, but it seems nothing happens to them. Mm-hmm. But I give them credit. This is a stoic. This is a great franchise.
Do the Ram kids, the younger players, do they get any revenge out of that? Do they have any revenge motive?
For
2001?
You know, I think when you play for any football team, you play for a football team and you know the history.
You know the history.
Of course. You're like, you know, we wanna play against Tom Brady. I want Aaron Donald and the Dominant Sioux, you know, to play against Tom Brady in this Super Bowl game to actually bring back the trophy back to L.A. that we should have had. It was in St. Louis. That's when it was in St. Louis. You know, in 2001. So, you know, I give it up. But I've given it up. I say he's a great – he is the greatest quarterback. Mm. But he's still an old-ass man for football. I don't care how you put it. For football. But this – you know what? But this ain't old. This arm.
Long as
you can do that, that's all that counts.
You still got to have those ballet dancer feet in the pocket. He's still got it. And you still got to have –
He don't need them.
He don't need them.
You got to have reaction time. You got to speed read and get rid of the football.
You got to get rid of the ball. Yeah. You know, in this day and age, they can't hit like they used to. They don't hit like they used to.
No.
He'd have been gone long
time. Oh, he'd have been gone a long time.
I wouldn't buy that. I would agree with that.
Okay, now you agree with that. Okay, but like I say, I'm giving it up. But I'm looking forward to, just like the Lakers and the Celtics, we don't like Boston. Let's just make it. Let's bring this up. I don't like Boston. Mm-hmm. You know, the Rams and Boston. Let's do it, baby. We're ready for this. We're ready for this.
Well, I got to tell you, on paper, this should be a mismatch to the Rams.
Oh, sorry.
They're way more talented.
I told you he's a double agent.
You're talking about John King wig on. You lost. I'm going to the one over here.
Is there a Talib on the Patriots except for Stephon
Gilmore? I said the same thing in this game. I said we're more talented. We had the most talent playing the New Orleans Saints. I've been saying that the whole time.
You do.
I do.
We
do. We have the most talent.
Yeah.
And
see what they do next.
Well, speaking of the most talented,
got a lot of talent today. A lot of Hall of Famers. Eric, thank you for being here. The NFC Championship featured the most controversial play of the day. With under 2 minutes left in the fourth, Drew Brees threw an incompletion, and everyone thought it was pass interference except for the refs. No call was made, and the Saints had to settle for a field goal. On the Rams' next drive, Jared Goff led an 8-play drive to set up the game-tying field goal and send it to overtime. The Saints got the ball first in OT, but Brees was hit and threw an interception. The Rams got it back. Greg Zuerlein kicked a field, a game-winning 57-yard field goal to send the Rams to the Super Bowl. Back to that no call. Let's take a listen to both teams after the game.
It's frustrating, you know, just getting off the phone with the league office. They blew the call, and man, there were a lot of opportunities, though, but that call puts it first and 10. We're on an E3 plays, and it's a game-changing call. Should never have not been a call. They said not only was it interference, it was helmet to helmet. There were two calls. They couldn't believe it. Listen, it's a hard job for those guys because it's happening fast, but I don't know if there was ever a more obvious pass interference.
Came to the sideline, looked at the football guys, like, thank you. Got away with one tonight, you know? It is what it is.
All right, Shannon, was this call the biggest reason why New Orleans lost?
No. There are a lot of things the Saints could have done to keep it from coming down to this play, Skip. Saints gets the ball to start the game. They drive down the field. They get into the red zone. They kick a field goal. The Rams' first possession, they turn the football over. Saints got it in their territory, and they get another field goal. So in five red zone possessions, they get two touchdowns. They could have ended this. Okay, Sean Payton, tell me what you're thinking. You get this big play to Ted Ginn Jr. You got it first and whatever it is at the, 15-yard line. Mm-hmm. Why are you throwing a pass? Why not run the ball, make them burn a timeout? Okay, you throw it. Are we going to talk about how Drew Brees threw it in the dirt? Now, I told you, everybody didn't want to talk about, oh, you too hard on the quarterback. Drew Brees stepped off a cliff, Skip Bayless. In his last six starts in the regular season, 7 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 6.7 yards per attempt. Over a full season, that's the exact same yards per attempt as Blake Bortles. Drew Brees and the Saints offense has not been the same since they went to Dallas and got beat on that Monday night.
Quick point. I completely concur with you. Hmm. All of the criticism you aimed at Tom Brady, it works on Drew Brees because I think he stepped off the cliff. He's showing diminished skill, diminished arm strength,
yes,
diminished accuracy, diminished guts, yes, whatever that is.
The Saints and Drew Brees, 10 points in the final three quarters.
I agree with that. What are they up? 13-0 and 20-10? That's 20-10 with 3:34 left at home in the third quarter. Yeah. You got to do that.
You got to close the deal.
Okay.
You got to close the deal.
6-0 at home with Sean Payton.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, Skip.
I got you.
This is not the first. See, and this is what I. This is not the first time that a call hasn't been made that a team felt they've been wrong. This is just the latest. So everybody gets heightened. Well, they need to change the rules. They need to be able to replay it. They need to be able to do this. No.
Mm-hmm.
Stop letting it come down to this. Because I've been told we're not going to let one call, say, determine the outcome of the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody wants to let one call, even coaches, one call determine the outcome of the ball game.
Mm-hmm.
Saints had plenty of opportunities to put this game away. You wanted the game in your building at home. You got it. So instead of being up 13-0, you really should have been up 21-0. And now maybe it's a different ball game. Maybe it's a different outcome. But we're not going to give the Rams any credit because Drew Brees put up all those big flashy numbers. Wade Phillips said, not this game. They took Michael Thomas away. Remember last game, Skip, 12 for 211. This time he had 4 for 36.
Yep.
And there's no one outside of him that can make plays in the passing game.
Correct.
They found a way to shut down Alvin Kamara because I thought Alvin Kamara was going to catch like 25 passes.
Mm.
At the rate he was going, Skip, I was like, oh, he's going to catch by 25.
Mm.
But give those guys credit. Yes, Skip, it should have been a pass interference. I saw it in real time. I said, that's a flag.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went helmet to helmet. That wasn't no bang, bang. Bang, bang. No. The guy made a mistake. But this is not – I'm sure if we go back over time, Skip, we'll find more egregious mistakes that officials have made. But officials are like players, Skip. Just like we see guys, oh, he's been pressing the whole game. Why is he not pressing now? Because you guess what? Ain't nobody going to be remembered the first or second or third quarter. But if I give up a late touchdown in the fourth quarter overtime, what they going to remember? The officials going to say, hold on, wait a minute. If I throw this flag in this situation and I cost the Rams the ball game, that's what everybody's going to be talking about. But guess what? Everybody's talking about it now because you didn't throw. Skip, I'm a firm believer. Call what your eyes see.
Mm.
Forget if it's the first quarter, if it's the last 2 minutes of the game, if you see a foul committed, throw the flag and you'll never be wrong. Don't say, oh, you know, we hear that in basketball. Skip, you got to swallow your whistle. Here, swallow the whistle. If it's a foul, it's a foul. Just like D Ford. D-Ford lined up offsides. It's a 5-yard penalty regardless of the time of game that it is.
Mm-hmm. Nobody could argue with that.
Yep.
But I am going to argue with you about this one. All I know is that it did come down to a play that was not called, a foul that was not called with a minute and 48 seconds left. I do not disagree with any point you made because we can go back and forth about they shoulda, they shoulda, they didn't. Mm-hmm. But they still were in position to go to the Super Bowl with a minute and 48 seconds left. And because of that, for me, and again, I'll be the first to publicly admit this, I had a small personal stake here because I picked New Orleans and New England before the year started to get to the Super Bowl. And so I think I'm going to the Super Bowl with New Orleans and New England. And I wasn't. And for me, that became the worst blown call in NFL history. And then the harder this morning I thought about it.
No, the tuck rule is still the worst.
No, I'll tell you why it's not. That was the divisional round game, and it was a horrendous call, but at least it was, and I've covered that game, and I'm with you. I'm anti-Brady Patriots on that. It was not the tuck rule, but the point was the NFL strongly argued through Mike Pereira, now with Fox, that it was the tuck rule operating there and that it was the correct call. So at least that one was debatable and it was in the divisional round.
Okay.
At least the Dez Bryant catch, which I thought was a catch, was highly debatable. What the referees threw his hands up and called it a touchdown.
He did.
But you could go back and forth on, did he have it? I thought he ran three strides with it, but at least two.
Right.
And he switched the ball over to his left hand because he's left-handed and tried to slam it on the goal line. I thought that was a catch. But the point was there was still time left for Aaron Rodgers to do what Aaron Rodgers has often done. So I can't say that's the worst call ever. We can go back to that 99 NFC Championship game, that Burt Emanuel rule. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, we can go back and forth, but it was debatable whether it was a catch or not a catch.
Correct.
So the point on this one was there's no gray area. There's no debate here. Even Nickell Robey Coleman said, after the game, I did it, right?
Yeah.
I did it.
Yeah, you never admit it, though.
Right, huh?
You never admit it because...
Well, he did.
Yeah,
I mean, he just blurted.
By that.
Like, he's just like, I did it. I got away with it.
God's on my side.
Right? The NFL immediately said after the game from Al Riveron in the league office, we missed it.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not even debatable. It's a blown call. It's clearly cut and dried a blown call. Well, I can't remember anything worse in sports history than this one because it simply decided whether the Rams or the Saints are going to the Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
And so now you could say the Rams are a counterfeit Super Bowl team. They don't really belong in the Super Bowl. I can make that case because if you throw that flag, and obviously to me, when it happened in real time, I wasn't quite sure what had happened. And then on the first replay, I'm like, wait a minute. He gets there like a whole second early.
Yes.
And he's face guarding. That used to be part of pass interference.
Right.
And it's clearly helmet to helmet.
Yes.
Well, how much more of an egregious pass interference call can you get?
And Skip, here's the thing. There's a side judge and a back judge right there on top of it.
Yeah.
What's your job? That's your job. Okay.
And thank you for bringing that up. So this is what irks me about the NFL. Those officials are all faceless to me. I don't know their names.
Right.
I know some of the head referees. I know some of them because they have personalities to them. Mm-hmm. But in this case, I look at these guys and I say, who was responsible here? Because I think now that pro football is being bet upon by most of the people in the country, now that it's legal to bet on it in so many places, shouldn't they be held accountable as referees? Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to call their names, but I don't know who should have thrown the flag. There's a side judge, Gary Cavalletto. Is he the guy? I have no idea. The back judge, Todd Prokop. Should he have pulled his flag out? How about the field judge, Tom Hill? Should he have pulled his? I don't know. But it's possible there's seven referees in the crew.
Yes.
It's possible five of them had a chance they could all pull their flag out because they all saw it pretty clearly, I think.
Yes.
And they all, so to speak, swallowed their whistle, right?
Yep.
So to me, you've got to make them more accountable. The NFL needs to come clean with it and be completely transparent after the game and say, our side judge, so-and-so, failed to pull his flag.
Skip, it happened. They called a foul on Chris Jones. That wasn't no unnecessary roughness. Okay. That wasn't no personal foul on Tom Brady.
I agree with that. But on the same play, I thought Edelman got interfered with. Well, these plays happen every other play.
And the same thing happened with Jared Goff when he scrambled. Didn't the guy grab his face mask? They didn't call the foul.
Right.
So they
okay,
average
it. But for me, I have to come down to the climax play because this is it. If you throw that flag, it's going to be first and goal at the five-ish, somewhere around the five.
Probably.
And
yeah,
you can
five.
Run clock. You can run the ball. You can eat the clock all the way down to, I don't know, it's 1:48 left. You could get
so
it down
run,
to.
So if you run it, they got two timeouts at that point, Skip.
Okay.
So you run it. They call timeout. You run it again. If you don't get in, call timeout. Mm-hmm. The next time you can run it. So you're going to run. So they're going to get the ball back if you don't get the ball into the end zone. They're going to get the ball back.
You can eat a whole bunch of clock.
Yeah, 55 seconds.
You're not going to give them a whole lot of time.
No.
And you could also get it in the end zone.
Right.
You could.
Right.
Right. You sure could. And then if you eat clock and get it in the end zone, I just don't think the Rams are going to be able to pull that rabbit out of their hat.
But Skip. This game should have never even gone to overtime.
Okay, I got that.
Because Jared Goff has Robert Woods. They come with a zero blitz.
I saw it.
And the guy stumbles.
He fell down. I know. But so did Robert Woods.
Yes!
I know.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about
the next play. Robert Woods is gone.
Yeah, the next play, Goff threw it.
He did.
He sped up faster than what he needed to be.
He did.
Because if he does it, Robert Woods is going to walk into the end zone.
Okay. So I want to congratulate the Los Angeles Rams because – to all your points, they did all those good things, going all the way back to a 13-0 deficit early in the second quarter. And Sean McVay and maybe John Fossil, the special teams coach, I don't know who called it, but somebody called a fake punt.
They got him again.
They got him again.
Remember, they ran it the first time.
They did.
They came up a little short. But, Skip, I think the biggest, the most important thing was the Rams were able to weather the storm early.
Well, that fake punt might have saved the game.
It did.
It's starting to feel like 20-0, right?
It did, because if you go down 28-0, 21-0,
you're not
I don't
coming
believe
back.
You're coming back from that.
No, okay.
13-0, like, well, hold on, we get a touchdown, we're right back in this thing.
So I also want to congratulate the Rams because they did something that few have been able to do to the New Orleans Saints, especially in that dome.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They turned them into one-dimensional.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was 41 passes to only 21 runs. Why was it only 21 runs? Because they only got a grand total of 48 yards. So the Rams held the Saints, Kamara, Ingram, to 2.3 yards per rush. Well, guess who had the ball back in his hands?
Jared Goff.
No, I mean Drew Brees.
Oh, Drew Brees, yeah.
Yeah, so remember their formula for wins all through the first half of the season? They would be 50-50
right.
Pass run.
And you look at it, Skip, the first time they played, 34 rushes, 141 yards.
Yep.
Drew Brees threw for 346. This time around, they only had 290 yards total.
Mm. Well, it's
had 487 the first time.
Because the ball kept winding up in Drew Brees' hands, throwing it, and he was not Drew Brees, right?
And the thing is, if I take away Skip, I was like, why don't someone take Michael Thomas away? Well, you see what happens when they take Michael Thomas away?
Well,
you
what really have we been saying all year?
Yes.
Well, you're throwing to whom? Remember, Benjamin Watson is gone.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Well, at least he brought Super Bowl experience, right? And then the backup tight heel, that Josh Hill.
Yes.
He got concussed. If he was gone, so now you're down to the third string tight end. Well, pretty soon you're going to lose on pure talent.
Yeah.
You got nobody. Taquan Smith is your other wideout.
Yeah,
Ted Ginn got open.
He made a big play.
He did.
Oh, Kirkwood, Lewis. Okay, if you guys going to beat me, and that's what coach – give Wade Phillips some credit, Skip. Because, like I said, last time they gave up 45 points.
Yeah.
They 487 total yards. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees was unbelievable. Kamara Ingram ran the football exceptionally well. None of that transpired this time. Now, you see what they did. On 79% of the pass plays, they doubled Aaron Donald. And Ndamukong Suh showed his head.
Yeah. He did.
Now, Skip, I don't know if you noticed it, but the last two games, the Ndamukong Suh that we saw as a rookie, and when he wants to play, can dominate a game.
I saw 93 a lot yesterday.
Yes.
No, I did.
So, you know what New England's going to do. They're going to take Aaron Donald away. That means Ndamukong Suh is going to have one-on-one.
Yep. And Fowler made the big play, got in Breeze's face that forced the interception, right?
Yep.
So, back to what I think is the worst blown call in sports history.
Worse than that 85 call in the World Series?
I do. I brought that up this morning before the show. St. Louis, Kansas
City. He was out, though.
He was out. That was inarguable. I will agree. But this just, I don't know, somehow the Super Bowl now has transcended the World Series to me.
Well,
It just has. But in the end, how do you fix this? Because there is a fix.
True.
And the fix is you can go Canadian Football League where they allow you to review pass interference.
No.
I don't love that until the last 2 minutes. What if you pass a new rule, new legislation, that you can review pass interference at least inside of the last 2 minutes? Would that have fixed that? If that had gone to review, would it not have been quickly overturned?
So hold on. Who's going to throw the challenge? So a coach gets a challenge flag so he can challenge it, or the officials are upstairs, they're going to, because you know upstairs is not going to review it.
Yeah,
because if you review that from upstairs, oh boy, people go like, hold on, the fix is in, Skip.
Okay. What if you review every pass interference in the last 2 minutes?
No.
Just to make sure.
It's going to take too long, Skip.
Well, I don't care. I want to get it right.
No.
I don't care about
duration. I want to get the game over with and go home.
Well, no, you don't. You don't want to get that over with.
Could take a lot of time.
Wait a second.
Though.
You picked the Saints before the year started.
But hold on. Remember,
still want to go home?
No, Skip. Remember, though, we had this conversation on Friday, and you asked me how confident I was in this pick.
I
believe you and I both only stayed with our picks because we picked them at the beginning of the year, and we didn't want to flip-flop.
I was pretty shaky on it.
Yes.
So am I surprised the Rams won? No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
Because you can argue they're just playing at a higher level.
Right.
And maybe you can argue Jared Goff's playing a little higher level than Drew Brees.
The numbers don't lie. You look at Drew Brees' performance. You look at the way this offense has performed since they left Dallas. Skip, this is not the same offense. That's not the same Drew Brees.
Yep.
Now, we can make it. We can come down. Okay, fine. If you want to make it about the final call, yeah, it should have been pass interference. Yes, it should have been helmet to helmet. But if you believe Drew Brees played well yesterday, you're sadly mistaken. Mm-hmm. If you believe he's played well since he's left Dallas, you're sadly
mistaken. He had flashes yesterday, but he didn't play any four quarters well.
Not even close.
Not even close. He played about a quarter well.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So, in the end, do you realize that Jared Goff went 7 for 7 for 107 yards to a little man named Brandon Cooks, who used to be a New England Patriot, right?
Mm. Yep.
So, here we go again. So, now, what will Belichick do? Will he say, you can't have him? Can't have Brandon Cooks?
You have to give the Rams a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. Skip, they were going for it. Mm-hmm. When you trade for Brandon Cooks, when you trade for Aqib Talib, you sign Ndamukong Suh in free agency, you go out and get Andrew Whitworth, you pay tons of money to get Wade Phillips out from Denver. Man, look here, they say, we're going for it.
I know. Yeah. And if they still had their little Cooper Kupp, he's not that little, actually, their Edelman.
Yeah. Whew. And you give Aaron Donald a king's ransom.
Yep.
They say, we're going for it. We're not waiting. A couple of years, we'll be okay. No. We're going for it right now. Now, I think the process in which it happened so quick, I mean, this is only the second year. The dude is 32. Mm-hmm. The dude's 32 years old, Skip Bayless. Mm.
Which dude?
Sean McVay.
Oh, yeah.
33
yeah.
Thursday, right?
Yeah.
His birthday coming up.
Crazy. I got it. Well, now he's going. The boy genius is going up against the genius.
Jerry Jones could have had that.
You think so?
Jerry Jones could have had that.
He's got Jason Garrett.
Oh, now would you like you like that?
He's gonna be the head coach and the play caller next year.
Can do it all. Skip,
way to go.
Skip, Jason Garrett made like
that
he.
Later?
Yeah.
He made like he called and played like he was Josh McDaniels or Sean McVay. Dude, when you was calling play, y'all wasn't no top five offense.
Nope. Don't get me started.
At least Scott Linehan says, you know what? I got 3 division titles. I got 3 rushing champs on my resume.
Yep.
What you got, Jason?
Mm.
A whole bunch of 8-8s.
Mm.
I hate to remind you, Shannon, your Super Bowl picks, you're done.
You're
out. Mm. Skip's still alive.
I got one.
Patriots still going over chalk. Here.
Moving forward, I'm filing petition. Huh. No chalk. Moving forward, no chalk. You're not going to just take. That'd be just like picking the Golden State. Oh, I got the Warriors in the finals. Really? Where to go out on a limb, Skip?
Well, wait a second.
What do you mean?
The Patriots weren't chalk.
They were chalk. Who was favorite at the beginning of the year? Who was the favorite to get to the Super Bowl?
I have no
idea. Patriots.
It wasn't the Patriots.
Yes, it was.
Nobody really believed that.
Yeah, they did.
Well, this guy did. No mercy. Tom Brady didn't shake hands with Patrick Mahomes after the Patriots' win yesterday, but Brady reportedly went up to a security guard outside the Chiefs' locker room after the game and asked to talk to Mahomes. The two quarterbacks apparently then had a brief conversation. Shannon, does it surprise you that Brady would do this?
Yes, because he's never done this before, and I understand that, you know, he wanted to whisper some words of encouragement to Patrick Mahomes, understanding that he's a very talented young player. And he's like, he says, I've been here. Mm-hmm. These games really, really hurt because you're one step away from reaching your ultimate goal. But I'm a little surprised because I don't think he's ever done this before.
I don't think so either. So not like this.
That's why I'm surprised, but I do understand. It's so chaotic. Mm-hmm. Everybody's rushing on the field. And for the most part, Skip, a lot of times, if you just lost this game at home, you ain't trying to stick around and shake nobody's hand. I'm trying to get the hell up out of here.
Yep. Remember, he took heat after the Super Bowl last year for not shaking Foles' hand.
Yes.
Oh, true.
And in this case, I was also surprised and impressed that he went out of his way not to do it for the cameras on the field. He wanted to go talk to that kid face-to-face, and it didn't last very long.
Right.
But I think that's how impressed Tom Brady was with your man, Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
He wanted to tell him to his face. That was highly impressive.
I thought it was a very nice move. Like you said, it's out of reach of the cameras. I'm sure he probably would have wished it hadn't gotten out, but it did. Nothing, I mean, it's hard for you to do as a player to do anything that doesn't get out. Just like I'm sure he didn't want I'm a bad mofo to get out either, but someone heard it, and that's going to be news. And anything Tom Brady does is going to be news. But I thought this was a nice
gesture. He saw that kid make some throws that he is not capable of making. And he wanted to tell him, way to go, kid.
Keep your head up. No mercy.
Well, our next guest is a Super Bowl champ, Hall of Famer, one of the greatest defensive players of all time. And you can catch him on NFL Network on Game Day Prime every Sunday night and 21st in Prime every Tuesday night. Deion Sanders, welcome to Undisputed.
Wow. It's an honor.
And Deion, can you tell us what you're doing with Restore?
I'm restored. I'm back.
Yeah. What you restore?
I'm back. Where my close-up at? Can you look at his hair? Look at my hair game. Oh, it's back, baby. There you go.
How you do that?
You can pull it back.
That's all we needed.
Him and the Urlacher.
Huh?
Him and Urlacher went to the same shop.
Yeah, what they do, they take the hair from the sides and put it at the top, and it just grows like milk and honey. Mm-mm. Yes, they do. Like that's what they did. Honey.
American like Pharaoh naked right now. Mane gone from American Pharaoh.
You know it looks good.
It feels good.
I'll be looking at that right
feel
now.
Feel good, too.
See that right there?
I can help you right here.
No, you can't.
I'm just saying.
This mine.
You and Dak. This mine. This ain't nobody else's. This ain't fake.
That's America Pharaoh.
You can run your fingers. When Keith Sweat said, run my fingers through your hair, I can do that now.
I think it looks very nice.
Hey, this man looks like he's 25 years old.
Thank
you. You got great hair. Everyone around here better hair than me. I'm just trying to keep
up. Gray. I got a little gray.
That's okay. Comes with experience.
Make me distinguished.
Experience. Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to move on to the Super Bowl. We are still 2 weeks away, but Patriots are already a slight 1.5-point favorite over the Rams. Both teams pulled off overtime wins on the road to advance to Atlanta. And for those that don't remember, the Tom Brady and Bill Belichick legendary Super Bowl run, well, it started against the Rams back in Super Bowl 36. Mm. So, Deion, who do you give the early edge to?
Hey, you know where I'm going. Hmm. I don't know how we can even have the audacity to ask this question.
I agree.
How can you pick in a one-game match against Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Mm. And he just stood on the table just moments ago about Bill Belichick and how he acquired all the groceries and what he's doing, and he's naming their kids, and the grandkids are named after him. He said all that, too, to me last night. But now he's going to sit there and say you wouldn't even pick them in a one-game match? This ain't the World Series. This ain't the NBA Finals. That's why I love our game. Baby, we got one time to do this thing and one time only. Yeah. And if you think I would have the audacity to pick against that man sitting behind you that wears 12, that mean it's a dozen, that mean it's a whole, are you kidding me?
Okay.
Tom Brady and them.
That guy.
That's who I'm picking.
Yep. Okay.
Well, currently, the Patriots do have the edge because they have all the experience. Mm. I don't know how many guys have ever played in a Super Bowl that's on the Rams.
To lead.
Yep. That's it. That's the only what I can think of. Look, the thing is that what makes the Patriots so impressive is that their key guys in the most critical of situations always played their best football. Gronk hasn't done a whole lot this year. Mm. When they needed him the most, who did he go to? Gronk. All those big catches, 22 man, let me find Julian Edelman. Mm. On 3rd and 10, he had only thrown one pass to Chris Hogan. Chris Hogan makes a one-hand catch to keep a drive alive.
He did.
So this is what separates them from a lot of other teams, is that the guys that they count on always shine brightly. But
I knew it was coming.
But in 3 games against Wade's defense, Tom Brady is averaging 19 points a game. Okay. I'm just throwing that out. Hey, I'll do with it what you want. All I do is I come here.
And
I offer
games
you something.
Were weird. One was in Denver, if that's the one that you're talking about.
All of them in Denver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of them in Denver?
And they lost one of them against old Brock Osweiler.
Okay.
So if Jared Goff can't be better than Brock Osweiler, with Wade doing this thing. Now, see, you say you love Keith. So you going against Keith?
I'm going to have to.
I can't believe it.
Sooner or later, you got to part ways with friends and family.
Who's Tlaib going to cover? Is he going to take Edelman?
No. He'll be outside. I wouldn't be surprised if he spent some time on Gronk.
Well, that's not outside.
Keith, no. I'm saying when Gronk goes outside. Yes. Keith is not a slot guy.
Okay. Well, you better put somebody on Edelman because he's going to throw the football to Edelman.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. We have right? something. We have something for him.
Okay.
You eating that?
Nope.
So I do think the Rams could have some psychological edge over the next 2 weeks because they're going to get sick and tired of hearing how they're a counterfeit Super Bowl team, like they don't belong there.
Okay.
And after a while, they're just going to say, enough of this, we'll show you we belong.
Right.
So I'm going to give them some psychological edge. I also don't always trust Bill Belichick in these situations because last year, mysteriously and inexplicably, he benched Malcolm Butler for the whole Super Bowl. I don't know why. So
I,
is he,
yeah, I know why.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because?
The whole lot went on that week.
Well, do you think so? Because Malcolm Butler said nothing went on.
Mm.
No.
Think about it. You don't bench a man for no reasons whatsoever.
Well, unless you think Eric Rowe's just better, like he's a better fit for what you're going to do against the Eagles.
Wrong time to discipline a player.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Is he going to discipline Stephon Gilmore this year?
Well, if he act out.
Yeah.
Look, Skip, look, that's over with.
Well, it just cost him the Super Bowl.
It ain't cost him nothing.
It did, too. They're going
to Brady fumble. Oh, that cost him.
Well, he threw for 505 yards.
But it was the one that he didn't throw. Mm. And he dropped a touchdown, too. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to talk about
he
that.
He wasn't going to score on that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he scored.
Brady wasn't going to score. He
did a stanky leg. Both
big
legs. I'd have that thing and did a stanky leg.
Both Brady legs are shot. Mm. Just shot.
Oh, so his leg shot, huh?
Mm. I'd have did a stanky leg. Arm. Mm.
Nothing's wrong.
You know what? Look, you just go.
Nothing to do with his arm.
You just keep on riding that train. You just keep on riding.
Oh, that train. That ain't no regular train. That's Xavier. Mm. You know, I never been much on trains, but I rode a couple in my life.
Oh.
And
they tell me that's a seller.
That's the one. Ooh, that thing's so nice and comfortable. Get you there quick,
too. Really good.
Oh, and it feeds on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true.
So, in the end, if I go position by position on paper, I'm going to give the Rams the edge a lot of places except at quarterback. Yeah. If you want to throw Belichick in there, I'll throw Belichick.
Oh, if you want to. Oh, go Belichick is a tag along.
Okay. Well, again, can he coach up a defense?
I mean, think about what you just said.
Yeah.
The man, now you just said he's the greatest college, the greatest coach.
You're not going to spend this on me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm with Skip. Mm-hmm.
You just said he's the greatest coach, college or professional, walk the sideline, and then now he's going to say, Skip to use him as a throw along.
Who would be Skip? Mm-hmm. Who would be the greatest?
For me, mm-hmm. Bill Walsh. I just love it.
You know what? You're nostalgic. I like that. That's your era.
That's my. And
I like that.
I was close with him. I've never seen. You want to talk about picking groceries? He picked every grocery on offense, and he invented an offense for that quarterback he picked in the third round.
Oh, hold on. Why pick him in the third round then? If he knew Joe Montana was going to be the GOAT, why you not getting him in the first round?
But he was the one who just said, I'll make you the GOAT.
Okay,
buddy. I'll make you the GOAT.
No.
What does Belichick have to do with the Patriot offense? It's now run by Tom Brady.
Because what he
coordinates it.
Because the greatest defensive mind gets to sit with Tom Brady and says, Tom, this is what they're going to do. Mm. If this was me, the genius that I am, this is how I would attack this formation. Mm. And in this situation, this is what I would do. Mm. And lo and behold, just think, if you already knew how tomorrow was going to turn out, how would you live today?
Carefully.
Ah!
I would live carefully.
Yeah!
Because you don't trust tomorrow.
Yeah,
you don't know
what's going on. But Coach Belichick tell you something, if Coach Belichick tell you grass would turn to cheese, start hustling crackers.
Where you get this
Did stuff? Your grandfather
say? Yeah!
Always prepared.
Your grandparents are something else.
Yeah, Coach Belichick the truth. Huh. And you know, y'all going to stop. You know what, y'all two up here, I don't know what y'all got going on, but y'all tried to shortchange Coach Belichick, but I'm not going to let it happen.
Nobody shortchanging Coach Belichick.
Yeah. You gave him 20% of the credit, and you gave him very minimal.
No, I gave Brady all of it.
what 100%.
What I'm saying is Skip was right when he talked about the coach that he's most fond of. I wanted to know if he wasn't saying Coach Belichick, who was that guy? Mm-hmm. He said Walsh.
Yeah.
I agree.
Correct.
In my era, it's Belichick.
You easily persuaded.
No, in my era, it's Belichick. In his era, it's Walsh. I understand his era.
Coach Belichick overlap all eras.
Dion.
Overlap all eras.
As fun as it's been. We only have a couple more minutes left in the show. So thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Honestly,
anytime.
Come back anytime. I've enjoyed it.
To mess with him? Anytime.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.